Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In many cities around the country, there is an effort to change the names of places and streets that honor people with racist pasts. In Washington, D.C., some residents and officials are lobbying to rename a park, a hiking trail, and a creek named for Melvin Hazen. He was once one of the most powerful figures in D.C. government, but his urban renewal policies segregated neighborhoods, and residents still feel the impact to this day. From member station WAMU, Jacob Fenston reports.
Cora Tekach hikes the mile-long Melvin Hazen Trail three times a week with her dog, but never knew who it was named for or why.
I don't know who Melvin Hazen is.
The trail crisscrosses Melvin Hazen Creek down a narrow, winding valley under a canopy of beech and tulip trees.
It's beautiful. I mean, it's you've got the creek right beside it.
It leads down to Rock Creek Park, a swath of forest that bisects the city, historically a dividing line between white and black neighborhoods. Recently, neighbors have begun to learn about who Melvin Hazen was.
Basically, it's thanks to him that Ward 3 Upper Northwest is as white as it is.
Monica Nemeth is a local advisory neighborhood commissioner. She says Hazen's policies when he ran the city in the 1930s were racist. He worked to bulldoze one of the only black communities west of Rock Creek. That legacy of segregation is visible to this day. Ward 3, where Melvin Hazen Park is located, is just 7% black compared to 46% citywide.
Given the ugly history, is this really who we want to be memorialized? The answer is no.
In November, Nemeth and the Neighborhood Commission called on the National Park Service, which owns the park, to rename it. D.C. Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton made the same request. It's the latest effort to scrub the city and the country of names and monuments with racist legacies. A local D.C. government report recently recommended renaming 12 parks and playgrounds with names connected to slavery and systemic racism. Melvin Hazen did not make the list. The scrutiny on Hazen is due in part to research done by local historian and writer Neil Flanagan.
It's a story that explains a lot about why D.C. looks the way it does. You know, why black people live on one side of Rock Creek Park and white people live on the other.
During Hazen's 50-year career in D.C., he went from an axeman clearing land to make way for streets, to district surveyor, to president of the Board of Commissioners. In 1914, Hazen fixated on a neighborhood called Reno City in northwest D.C. It was home to 375 families, most of them black, and it didn't fit with Hazen's expanding street grid. Hazen proposed using eminent domain to buy up the land, then sell it to white developers.
I mean, that should sound like urban renewal to you, because it is essentially the concept behind urban renewal.
At a U.S. Senate hearing on the plan in 1926, Hazen called Reno an ill-shaped subdivision and a blight. Black Reno residents weren't invited to the hearing, but showed up anyway. James Neal, a Howard-educated lawyer and Reno homeowner, called out Hazen for the coded language, asking, quote, "Why is it blight?" He answered his own question, "Because black people live there. They want a white settlement," he said. Reno was eventually wiped off the map, and a park and school replaced it. A National Park Service spokesperson declined to comment on the issue of renaming Melvin Hazen Park. Alan Spears with the National Parks Conservation Association says the agency is being inundated with similar requests from around the country right now.
There are racial epithets and slurs that have been place names, and the government has taken the opportunity to clean up some of those. We've still got some more work to do.
Spears says there needs to be a better process for deciding which names to change or monuments to remove.
This appears to be more alchemy than mathematics.
On the trail, on a bright blue spring day recently, hikers and joggers navigated the roots and rocks in Melvin Hazen Park. Among them, Chanel Jacobs, wearing a green velvet face mask. When I told her the history behind the name, she said that story of displacement resonated with her.
It makes me think of all the families that, and all the people I know that are also shoved and pushed into other areas because how high the rent has gotten.
Jacob says she supports changing the name, but not forgetting the history.
I feel like a lot of times we do have that narrative that we need to tear down all of this. We need to know it and see it so we can continue to learn from the past.
The intentional displacement of black residents that Melvin Hazen lobbied for, it was a pattern that's played out over and over in D.C. and across the country. James Neal, the lawyer and Reno resident at the hearing in 1926, noted it, saying, quote, We are being pressed to the wall. If we are in a settlement and want to get in a better settlement, they won't let us come. If we are to ourselves, they won't let us stay there. What we want is to be given a chance to live as the other people live. For Here and Now, I'm Jacob Fenston.